Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just tuning in, James is on the phone. Today, he wants to call a girl named Sharon. He's a postal delivery worker, a mailman, and he actually asked out one of the people on his route, and that would be Sharon.
In a really cute way.
Yeah, he walked up to her with an envelope and said, here's a special delivery for you. She opened it up, and it was a letter asking her out. They went out for drinks right after that. He walked her back to the place, got a hug, and now he hasn't heard from her. Not only that, but she doesn't answer her door anymore, and her blinds are closed, so it's
sketchy.
Pretty apparent that she does not want to see him again. Before we start the second date update, James, and give her a call, I have kind of an off-topic question for you.
Okay.
Where do you get those sweet shorts?
That is a good question.
So random.
Yeah, they are pretty rad.
I can't say anything about that, man.
You send
me gonna go blabbing postal service secrets.
All right. Because I was gonna say if we could trade, man, I'll do the second date up for you if I can get a pair of those shorts.
No, man, I can't do it.
All right. Well, we'll do the second date update anyway. You ready to give Sharon a call?
Yeah, let's call her.
And your goal is to really go out with her again, right? Because you seem really smitten by this woman.
I wouldn't be on the phone with you guys right now if I didn't really like her.
I guess that's a good point. Yeah. I emailed the radio station to do a second date update, but nah, I don't really care about it.
Some people just want to know what they did wrong, okay? I'm saying you want more than that.
Yeah, I would just really like to see her again. I thought we had a lot in common, and you never know what can happen in the future, so I was just hoping I'd get another chance to explore that.
Okay, well, here we go. I'm dialing her phone number right now.
All right.
Hello?
Can I speak to Sharon?
This is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, not interested, thank you.
No, please don't.
We're not
telemarketers. Don't hang up. This is not a telemarketing phone call.
Okay, then what is it?
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay, I'm still not interested.
No. We're not trying to sell you anything or do a survey or anything like that. I actually am calling you because somebody that you know emailed us and asked us to call you.
What?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
His name is James.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming you know who James is.
Yes, I know who James is.
He's the mailman with a heart of gold.
doesn't sound like you agree with that statement there, Sharon.
So James emailed us because he wanted us to talk to you. He told us how he asked you out and you went out on a date with him and he really liked you, but for some reason you're not calling him. And now when he goes to your house, your blinds are closed and you don't answer the door. So he was hoping maybe we could find out why.
Oh, listen, I'd rather not talk about it.
Is there anything that you can tell us?
No, I just don't want to embarrass him, and it's just kind of private information, so.
If it's embarrassing for him, he wants to know.
Right.
And you got to put yourself in his shoes. I mean, this guy likes you. He spent weeks working up the courage to ask you out. He finally does it. You guys go out, and now you won't even answer your door.
So you guys just want to know why I've been avoiding him?
Well, he wants to know, too. We all want to know. Everybody wants to know.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't have even really gone out with him, honestly, but he wrote this really sweet letter and it kind of put his heart out there. And so I said yes. And I guess it would have been fine if he hadn't really just crossed the line.
Wait, why wouldn't you have gone out with him prior to that letter?
I don't know. It's the male guy, you know?
Yeah. So you just don't think of him as an option, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. Isn't that kind of weird to date your mailman? Because then they're still coming to your house.
Yeah. More importantly, I want to know what you mean by he crossed the line.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Well, we went on a date, and after that, everything was fine. But a couple days later, I found this note in my mailbox, and he had opened my utility bill and saw that it was late, and so he paid it for me.
What?
Whoa, that's kind of
wait, hold
yeah,
on.
I'm
that
like,
is
sweet. You don't like that, though?
You guys, that's a federal crime.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. I was, you know, like, I saw it, and I was like, I think this might be illegal for him to do this, and this is his job, you know? I can see how he thought that that might be a sweet gesture, but like you said, it's illegal for him to open my mail.
Well, how did you, I mean, did he leave a note in there? Is how you realize he paid for it?
Yeah, he was basically like, hey, Sharon, saw that your bill was late and I paid it for you. So here's the bill. Don't pay it.
Man, I wish this guy was my mailman. Just pay all my late payments. That'd be great.
It's not baller at all. It's intrusive and creepy.
What other mail is he reading? That's my problem.
Exactly.
I'm not reading any other mail. Hold on. That's the only thing that I looked at.
Wait, what's going on?
Sharon, that's James. He's on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? James?
Now, listen, I think it's a little unfair what you're saying. I really just was trying to do a nice thing for you. I saw that your bill was late. I thought I would help you out. I wasn't trying to freak you out or, you know, get too involved with your life or anything. I just thought that that was something I could do to help you. And now I feel like I'm being punished for it now.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's creepy. Don't you see how that's creepy?
If you say that it is, at the time I didn't think of it that way. You know, it says right on the outside of the bill, payment past due. I wasn't, you know, rifling through the mail or anything. It was really just this one bill that I saw, and I thought that it would just be a nice thing I could do to help you out. I wasn't trying to go through your mail or anything.
You don't know what my financial situation is. You didn't, maybe I just forgot to pay it, you know? It's all very intrusive.
Well, regardless of, you know, whether or not you could pay it yourself, I'd just paid it for you. I thought that's a nice thing to do. You never thanked me for that or anything.
No, thank
what?
You. Nothing, man. James, why didn't you tell us about this when we first talked to you? I would have been able to tell you right there. That's probably why she's not calling you back.
Yeah. I just didn't, you know, it wasn't part of the date, so I didn't think I needed to mention it.
Yeah, that's a pretty big thing to leave out.
I don't know. How much was the bill?
$172.
That's nice.
I thought it was like $50.
Even if it took you out to dinner on a date, he's probably not dropping $172.
Dude, I don't want any man up in my financial business, period, let alone some guy that I just went to drinks with once.
I agree.
Hey, I thought you guys were supposed to be helping me out here.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You creeped me out, man.
I'm not paying your bill. Only Sharon.
Only Sharon gets her bills paid.
That's a good point, James.
I understand now how you may have thought it would be a sweet gesture, but it just really freaked me out. I mean, who's this guy that's going through my mail and paying my bills for me, you know?
Well, yeah, really, there's no hidden agenda here or anything. I was really just trying to do a nice thing. Maybe I went about it the wrong way, but my intentions were certainly good.
All right, well, Sharon, can you at least see what he was trying to do? Maybe it's a little misguided, but he's trying to be nice.
I guess so. It's just, it's weird.
Yeah.
I'll agree with you on that. But Sharon, would you like to go out with James again on a second date? We'll pay for it.
Oh, man.
So that James doesn't have to and you don't have to worry about where the money came from.
Sharon doesn't have to pay for anything these days.
Sharon's got it good.
Well,
Sharon, let me just, I'm sorry. I clearly have overstepped my bounds. It's not something I intended to do. I just thought that you were such a kind person to me, such a genuine person. And I thought that you were someone I'd like to get to know, and just thought that maybe I could pay that back a little bit, do something kind for you. And that's really it. I just, you know, I didn't go through any of your other bills. I didn't want to pay any of that. I really was trying to help you out one time. I thought you seemed like a great person. I just wanted to get to know you more.
Okay, that was pretty sweet. I'll give you that.
So what do you think, Sharon?
I agree with you on that one.
Even though it's a weird move, would you like to go out with him again?
A weird illegal move.
I want to give you a second chance, but can we just forget that this whole thing happened and you never pay any of my bills ever again?
Whoa.
Actually, we could take it a step further. You could just pay me back the $172 and then wipe the slate clean.
You want to do that, Sharon? You want to reimburse him?
I mean, we don't have to go that far.
All right. Well,
yes.
James, congratulations. You got your second date.
All right. Thank you.
I don't know how you managed to pull that off. That was impressive, James.
No more.
Everybody likes the mailman.
Right. Yeah, they do. No more going through people's mail at all, okay? Even if it's in a way to help them out.
You know, when Christmas comes around, I'm not even going to pick out the Santa Claus letters.
Good.
I'll throw them all in the trash.
But perfect. Even better.